everybody.
Wow.
Welcome to Too Much Fun Cast, damn it.
Well, how exciting to be here.
I don't know who this guy is that opened the show, but he sounds pretty dynamic.
I've brought you all here because one of you's a murderer. I'm Sir Reginald Penny Dog.
Penny Doctor?
Yes.
Reginald, Sir Reginald Penny Doctor.
Glad to be aboard this radio program. Not since the Goldbergs came after the Great War have we had such enriched humor on the airwaves.
What a character.
No. I'm a real person.
Right out of the murder mystery.
How dare you? It's not a mystery. I've decoded it. What kind of gumshoe would I be if I couldn't decode this minor sleuthing?
Jeez. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to Too Much Funcast.
Hey. We're at the Fine Gentlemen's Club. I'm Chris Charpentier.
Bobby Crane.
I'm Nathan Lund.
Sam Talent back on the scene.
Back and back. Full of vim and vinegar.
I'm fucking pumped, dumbasses. All right?
Piss and vinegar.
Yeah.
Wow.
You are pumped.
Mustard stains ablazing.
No musty.
Welcome back from the road.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. How was it?
It was great. Kevin O'Brien and I became a lot better friends. He's like talking to your uncle.
Sure.
He's a lot of, oh yeah, why not? Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, been there. A lot of that kind of responses. Dave Borey, worried about your health, buddy, if you're listening. Let's talk. And the other one,
Kevin White.
Kevin White, yeah, he is back in Chicago. He's great. I love him. He's a great guy. We came to Loggerheads at one point, and it was all my fault, because I was blackout drunk in Dallas.
Sure.
I went to Dallas, guys.
We said we would never go back, but you did.
I'm going back in November, too.
Oh, nice.
They paying me. Like Petey Pablo. I went to Dallas, guys. I went to that place where that guy got shot. Dealey Plaza. Right,
that guy?
Oh.
Yeah. Went down. They didn't have...
Martin Luther King.
Went to the gift shop. They didn't have one Who Shot JR t-shirt. All right? I don't understand it.
Oh, I understand.
Bobby didn't get the joke.
He's the young one.
He's the baby.
JR. J.R. Edgar Hoover.
J.R.F.K. He was J.F.K. Jr., remember? That guy existed for a while.
Yes, I do remember.
Yep.
J.F.K. Jr.
Never forget.
How could I?
You have that tattoo, I know. It'd be impossible.
Mm-hmm.
J.F.K. riding around on a skeleton Harley.
As your skin ages like his never could.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to see how he would have looked as a distinguished older man.
Right. What happened here while I was gone?
You mean in Denver?
Right here?
Yeah, no, not at the table, Bobby.
We spilled some coffee here last week.
I can smell it. Smells like chamomile tea.
We didn't.
Now, what went on? What was popping? What was the haps on the craps?
Turns out the three of us are not likable.
No, yeah.
We drove a lot of people away from the show.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to need you to do some pretty heavy lifting in order to win back the affections of Denver Town.
So you're saying nothing has changed?
Yeah, well, it got really bad because you
got
were gone
real
for
bad.
A while.
Okay, yeah.
Things were said.
Who filled the power
things
vacuum?
Things were TV'd.
In Chris's house. Now that the Matthews are both gone. Who's in charge out of you two? That's what I want to know. Because you had both the Matthews move out of your home. Who's the vicar?
We still have one Matthew there.
Who?
Bloodsmith.
I thought he was going away.
No.
Then he vacuumed and then he was happy.
Okay. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Nate's still on the sauce, as I can hear.
Ooh.
I found a beer.
And you're drinking it?
Yeah, well, it was not open.
Okay.
Whoa.
So it's not complete fiend behavior yet.
You know what would be great? Another ice cream cone.
Oh, we just had ice cream, guys.
Why don't
Licks?
They deliver ice cream cones?
Because it would melt, you dummy. What are you going to do? They have ice cream trucks,
they
too.
You know how they have pizza boxes to keep a pizza hot? They could have ice cream boxes
have,
to keep
they have
the
trucks
ice
to keep
cold.
The ice cream cold.
Yeah, but do you trust any of those ice cream truck
I
drivers?
I used to drive, and the ones that aren't the Sons of Silence, all right, they're good guys, all right?
I'm talking to one? Your door.
Yeah, it's a good. They do. They have that. It's called Schwann's.
What?
Yeah. Okay. The Schwansman comes. He'll give you...
Just ice cream?
Yeah. Well, ice cream, milk, a variety of dairy products. A whole myriad that comes out of the cow and into your mouth.
I just want it in a cone. I want that waffle cone. I don't want to have to deal with a lid, spoon. I don't know where to find a spoon.
Then you're just a child, is what you're saying. You just need to pop the lid off, get some cones, do it yourself.
You're telling me you wouldn't like a cone delivered to you right now?
No, because it'd be overpriced. And guess what? They kind of do that, the little Mexican men with the ding, 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 ding. Oh, who wants ice cream? That's those guys. Try edit that out. That took a turn. I'm getting a call from a weird number.
He sounded Asian.
Go ahead and not answer it because we're doing our podcast.
Okay, but I'm nervous. What if it's Hollywood?
It's a 720 number, yeah. So Aurora is not... It's
probably your auntie.
Aurora's not banging down your door with film offers.
They have some adult film stuff up there that...
Then you should definitely not take that and save everybody.
Keep your clothes on.
No way. It's a lot of furry stuff, so I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, well then, do it.
Could you guys... What's the weirdest fetish that you guys have heard of?
Heard of?
Heard of.
I did a podcast in Las Vegas and was shown schmegma porn. And it's disgusting.
Oh, no.
So, no thank you.
Where do you even find schmegma?
On your weenus.
Yeah.
I thought that was just with little boys.
No.
Because a real adult male can clean
himself,
but they don't.
They don't. Oh, it's bad.
That's the grossest thing we've ever heard.
Yeah, it was rough. Even the chick, the girl wasn't even trying to be into it. She hated it. And I think that's part of the gross turn on domination or whatever, and that's not my steez.
Now, schmegma, for anyone who doesn't know, is the detritus and human filth that collects in the foreskin of a male penis.
Dick cheese.
Gross. Yes. Uh-huh.
The stinkiest of cheeses.
Not to be confused with head cheese. All right? But it's the same thing, kind of. Here's my question, though. Schmegma, obviously a Yiddish word from the Jewish faith. All those guys cut down a turtleneck length. Yeah. What? Why do they have the name for it? They've been in the schmegma game for a long time, apparently, if that's the universal nomenclature that we've all accepted. But why? Is that what they've started... Making jorts? Is that why they started cutting off the top hat?
That's why they opened the parsnip biz.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They named it.
You're our resident Semitic historian, Chris, so I'm looking to you.
Well, it's interesting. It's a long, interesting story that no one actually knows exactly why or when schmegma caught on, because that's not the technical word for it.
Well, no, schmagma.
That's a lava.
Lava. Yeah, that's...
That's dick Jewish, lava. Totally
yeah,
dick different
lava,
problem.
Jewish lava. Hot yeah. Comes out. Anyway, please.
That's lava from Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So no one really knows exactly. So it's just... It's all got mixed up around 1830.
Oh, man, everything of course. The schmagma tariff came through. Yeah.
Everything got weird. Mm-hmm. Books were burned and a lot of...
The Library of Schmegma?
Yeah.
Yep. In Alexandria, Virginia.
Yeah. A lot of knowledge is not lost. And it's a shame. It's a shame because who doesn't want to know dick history?
I know. Bobby, you had a point.
Dickstorian. Do you get better schmegma in an uncircumcised penis? And when I say better, I mean...
Non-Jewish? Is that what you're getting at? You monster.
I'm not Jewish. I have a circumcised...
I'm Cirqued.
I'm Cirque-y.
Yep, uh-huh.
Cirque du Soleil.
I'm in Circle One. Yep.
Cirque du Soleil down.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how you thought of it and you had to get it out of your mouth. It's a great little pun. I like
That's
it.
That's because, yeah.
No, it's good. But yeah, I think that it's definitely... You're going to collect... Just think about it. You're going to catch more birds with a lot more bird feed. You know what I mean?
With an uncircumcised bird feeder.
Well, and also, like, if you live in a cage, you're gonna shit in your cage. And if your wiener is uncircumcised, it's kind of living in a cage. You know, cage.
You don't spit
on the floor.
Beg to differ.
All right.
Those guys are proud.
I don't know. I think you've been hurt. Someone showed you something you shouldn't have seen. Check this out, little Bobby.
Could that be a thing? Just you watched only pornography with uncircumcised penises?
Sure, no, of course. There's any fetish is just anything that you sexualize.
Yeah, that one so gross.
Yeah, I'm terrified. I don't want to go on.
I want to hear what you guys have heard of.
I mean, there's a lot of really gross shit, but like as far as things that I think are just really strange, like people have like getting their face stepped on and stuff. Like getting stepped on.
That doesn't sound bad.
Getting crushed.
Yeah, that's
just getting crushed.
That's a thing.
Smushing.
Yeah, smushing. I'm not sure that I get that. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't want anybody to stand on my head. I'm not really sure why you like lay on the floor and they just crush your face into the ground. Sure. Why would you do that?
Because that's what your mom used to do, or like your bad aunt or whoever was at church camp. Like someone, I think that fetishes are just you. It's how your brain fuses. The neurons in your brain fuse at a young age. You might not even remember it, but something fused, and now as an adult, your boner gets popping whenever that comes to knocking, whatever it is, whether it be like balloon stuff, mannequin arms, bird cages, you know, whatever happened, it's fused in your brain.
Something happened in
your... You had a young brain, and that's how your brain copes.
In your teen years.
Teen years, early years, pre-consciousness, who knows?
Pre-consciousness, see? Interesting. I was thinking more like around the time that you start getting, you know, curious with yourself.
I was curious in the womb, I think.
That's the grossest thing to visualize.
Little baby working
fetus.
One.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Little pre-finger stump hand. Anyway, that's disgusting.
Starts fiddling with the umbilical cord for a while first. And it's like, this isn't... Wrong hose.
Oh, I had the wrong cord. Let me plug this in. Yeah, no, that's the weirdest. That's the probably the worst thing fetish we could talk about.
In the womb fetishes?
Woman.
Mm. Woman.
Uh-huh, you know, keeping it squishy. You know, the prenatal hot tub.
Not breathing air.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah, I don't get how that works. How does the baby stay alive in there? There's nothing but like mucus.
There's oxygen coming through the umbilical cord. It's not just food.
Oh yeah, because you breathe through your belly button, Bobby. Idiot.
You eat through your belly button.
No, you don't. You don't.
Well, what do you do in there?
Well, the umbilical cord comes in and gives you nutrients. That's true. But at the same time, you're not getting.
Then how
air.
Are you not?
There's, what?
What if they're like a bubble around their head with air?
I don't
like your
know.
Your mom just didn't burp for a long time. Come on. I don't know why I assumed it was a her.
I don't claim to get
little
it,
baby Jules.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you guys are looking at me like I'm the dumb one.
Well, yeah, because you just said that air came through the umbilical cord.
Why
We're
not?
Saying we don't know. Why not? Because what? Duh.
The food can.
Do you not have a tiny... It's not like fucking cheeseburgers are coming through the tube, all right? It's like a very specific mix of like lactate and hot dogs. Sometimes there's lasagna.
right. My mom liked mashed potatoes when she was pregnant with me.
Sure she did.
It shows.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna get a mashed potato head.
No, wait a minute.
Although, if I could describe you in one word, I would say
lumpy,
potatoy.
Yeah.
Starchy.
Well, starchy
B. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm great. You could throw some butter on me, and I'm
better with green
cool.
chili.
You'd be better twice baked.
Like a lot of your premises.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, well.
Have you had a twice baked potato?
Because it's because you have the intelligence of a potato. You know as much about pop culture as a potato.
A lot of eyes, not a lot of IQs.
You don't see it, though. No, you're a great guy. You're really smart. This happened last night at the Comedy Works. I thought it was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Brad Galley, great local comic, bulbous head. Fucking big head on this character.
Belly
scratcher. he's slimming down too, so it's making it.
I know.
It's
Jeff Garland syndrome.
It's pointing his. It's pointing out his head's gigantism
I know,
a little bit more.
You can't slim down a head.
I've tried.
I know. We've all tried.
To vigorously shake it.
We put that belly belt around it.
Yeah.
Just let it shake.
Yeah. The Thighmaster. I tried to use a Thighmaster on my dome. Nope.
Just made it bigger.
Didn't matter. Yeah. It got more bulbous and
swollen.
More muscular. It was weird.
And you had all those positive reviews for your one man show.
I was surprised that you could put that Thighmaster in your mouth. It's quite a jaw workout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't slim me down at all.
No.
I'm toned.
You could chew through all those walnuts, though. That's pretty cool. Didn't have to shell them or anything.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nutcracker Nate over here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was Nutcracker Neat. That's what it was, not Nutcracker Sweet. I'm available for Punch-Up. So, guys, Brad Galley's on stage, and he's going, you know, they give him the light. And he's like, all right, I'm going to do this last joke, and I'll get out of here. And he goes in this bit, and
he gets into the bit and he gets a little laugh, and then the lights go down. The lights are just off. Mm-hmm. And then there's a beat, and then he just says, "Oh, well." Got off stage to, like, confused applause. And then they went nuts for him. They were like, "Boo, keep going." But I wanted to bring him out to do his closing joke for my set.
And a couple comics later.
Yeah, and he was all into it. He was like, "Yeah, yeah." And then, like, right before I was about to go on, like, a comic before, I was like, "So what's the bit?" And he's like, "Well, it's a callback to something earlier in my set." And I was like, "That's not going to work at all, is it, fucking Buff Gomp? Get out of here. You're going to set up the whole thing? How much of my time are you doing?" Not a lot of logic in that, in a large crane, EM. No, he's a great guy. He's real smart. he is. He's a real smart
That's why you said it about Bobby, though.
Oh, yeah.
You all seem very sincere after you make fun of somebody for being stupid and say, "But he's really smart."
No, he's a good comic. He's a smart guy, too. He has a degree from CSU Pueblo. Who giggled? Our producer, Ben, giggled when I said he had a degree from CSU Pueblo. Does he? Oh, delightful.
He got a degree in phrenology. He studied his own heads head that came before him.
Yeah. All the great hats he had to fill. Walk him wild in a man's hat. Learn why he's overheated. So we should go and do a little segment. Right? We don't know if we're still doing it. I haven't been here.
Yeah, we haven't
it's
really.
It's the only segment we have.
We definitely have one segment.
We have one segment.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to call into it.
I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah. Hey, what's Nate's deal?
What's Nate's deal?
Nate.
What's your deal?
What's your deal?
Well, I feel like I came up with something pretty good after we had our ice cream. I said the best thing after some ice cream is room temperature water. And
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. It's the only time I want room temperature water. Normally I want it pretty cold. But room temperature water after some ice cream, oh, what a delight. And I compared it to taking a dip in the pool, and then it's like a towel for your mouth after taking a dip in a pool. Except that it's more liquid, so the analogy's not perfect, but there's something there, I think. And that's been my deal.
All right. So you're saying maybe they should just give room temperature ice cream with...
No,
not temperature. Excuse me, room temperature water. Room temperature ice cream. Hello.
Room temperature ice cream.
Gross.
That's a mess.
Yeah. Oh, I blew it.
Right into the laundry with that shirt.
That is liquid cream.
Yep. So, yeah, the viscosity doesn't hold up. But, so, I think that's a great idea.
I have a question for the whole group. First, nice job, Nate Steele.
Yeah, good work, Nate.
It was a good Nate Steele.
Hey, all right.
I'm in agreement with you. I have a question for the group. How far would you walk for money? Like $1,000. How far would you walk?
Detroit.
You would walk all the way to Detroit for $1,000.
How else am I going to get $1,000? It's the only way I can get $1,000 anytime soon. There's no time limit, right? I mean, I'll hoof it.
You can't catch any rides? No hot air balloons?
No, it's walking.
No, like, back of a large dog?
Only walking.
Could I walk
piggybacks?
Backwards?
Piggybacks.
You can definitely walk backwards. No piggybacks. All solo. You.
You walk backwards. Then you don't put any mileage on your body.
Yeah,
that's true. That is Bueller's true. Learn that, Ferris Bueller.
Thanks, Cameron's dad.
That way you can trade yourself in for more later.
Mm-hmm. No lemon laws on people.
No way.
Yep. I don't know. That's a very valid question because I would. I have nothing to do. Yeah. And I'm a born walker. I have strong glutes.
You walked for 5 hours today.
I walked around just for 5 hours. Put a good 7 miles on, just because you know this chassis can take it.
You got a strong gait.
I do.
Unibody construction.
He walks. I saw him once. When we played flag football at Curtis Park a few months ago, he approached us wearing a white shirt and like light gray sweatpants. And I'd never thought of it before when I'd seen him walk, but I said, "Sam walks like the giant Indian from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest." It's the same walk.
Yeah.
It's the same loping gait. And it's just,
and you yelled from afar. Put the ball in the basket, Chief!
Put it in the basket, Chief!
Yeah. You do. It's like it's a very Sasquatch type walk.
Well, I walk like Michael Mathers. He's one of my heroes when it comes to walking.
Your walk, you look up to his
Michael Myers,
style.
Excuse me, not Eminem.
Yeah. Michael Mathers
is
just
the fuck is Michael Mathers? Yeah. I was really trying to pretend.
I figured
like
he was a famous walker.
Cool.
No, yeah. He's in the
You're
band The Walkman.
Idiot.
He invented the Walkman.
Walkman.
Sorry, Chris.
So how far would you walk? That's the question. I want to know. I want to hear an answer.
I mean, I could definitely walk anywhere in the state of Colorado for $1,000.
You'd walk to Pueblo. That's
can I take main roads? I'm not trying to walk.
Yeah.
Like I can take main roads. It's safe because mountain passes would suck. I wouldn't want to walk through the mountains. That would be the worst part.
All right.
I'd probably spend $1,000 on weed and Pringles chips by the time I got there. So I don't know. How do I get
back?
True.
Use that grand to get a plane ticket.
Hey, do whatever you got to do to get back. I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna go very far.
Because money doesn't mean as much to you. You are not that materialistic.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, right. He just has money. We're fucking destitute all the time, like hobos with roofs over our heads.
Mm-hmm.
He has a job. He knows what's up.
He knows he's going to have.
That ice cream wasn't half of his gross income. All right?
Well, let's say how many days would you walk?
Oh, I could walk a week.
You'd walk a week for $1,000?
12-hour days? Sure. I got podcasts. I can listen to shit. I got the cool jams. One Glenn Miller. All
it's
right.
Not as hot out now. So
7 days for 12 hours a day, you would walk for $1,000.
Do the math, though. What is that? 7 times 12, that's 7.
You're getting paid to walk.
$84. 84 hours, walk 1,000.
You're getting paid at
it's like
$10 an hour.
Yeah,
it's like working a
it's
shit
like 15
job.
Bucks an hour. Yeah. You're just walking. It's all you. You can smoke weed while you're walking around.
That's way less than $15 an hour.
No, it's that one's 15 times 7. No one knows. That's the problem. I don't know how to do math like that, so I'm not going to try.
Right. Neither.
But I would walk 1,000 miles, and I would walk 1,000 more, just to be the man who never had to hear that song again. Am I right?
Yeah, you are.
Here's something weird.
Sure.
No, let's keep going with this walking
thing.
No, that's
thing. Fine.
I
think we've pretty much maxed
it. Probably never weighed in.
I'd walk to Cheyenne.
Damn, that's a
who's
long
Cheyenne?
Walk.
That's
a
is
long
she
walk?
A friend?
She lives on 12th and Logan. So that's
and
not very
she's
smart.
My bank account manager.
She's my interior design man.
Yeah.
Cheyenne. All right, so it's due north.
Mm-hmm.
Just take the 25. Hoof it on the
way.
Side of the road.
Yeah.
It's a 3-hour drive.
But I can walk that.
I know. It's like a 2-hour drive.
3 days.
Yeah, but you're also driving 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
$1,000 in 3 days?
Too much. Next
plus
question.
We're smoking weed. We got our headphones in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can hold hands.
I got an ice cream cone because somebody delivered one to me.
Yeah, someone finally came
called
through.
Up Schwartz.
Because yeah. This is all a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Woody's got a thought.
I've got robot legs.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
Sherby and I had a really good one we were doing yesterday. Do you want to do that one?
Yeah.
All right. Should we use Angelina Jolie?
You just did.
All right. Angelina
Everybody
Jolie.
Else has.
You think yeah. She's...
Especially Hollywood. Right? The industry has chopped her up.
Oh, boy.
She's human ground beef.
All right. Angelina Jolie.
From Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
From Mr. Angelina. And Mrs. Smith.
Right.
Would you let her put her finger in your butt?
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Do I got to do stuff to her, right?
You don't get to do anything to her.
Oh, no. No.
You wouldn't?
Why?
No.
Well, you just bend over really? And she's like, all right,
yeah.
Go time.
Is, yeah.
That's what she wants, and
that's
what
she
asks for.
Does that mean that we have a history of sexual intercourse at this point?
This is the first, this is your
mouth
first
stuff.
Time. This is your first
she
interaction.
Says,
have I tasted
she
a tip?
Walks up to you. She walks up to you. You're sitting right, she walks in right now, says, hey, you, Sam, or you, Nate, let me put my finger in your butt.
No way.
Really?
No, that's just
wait,
fucking,
but Sharpie
just
and I both said yes.
Power. You guys are dumb.
I thought there was going to be... I said yeah because I
no,
thought it was going to be...
she's got to put her finger in your butt.
In exchange for something. Like, that's all that happens. She just does that.
Yeah.
Flicks, you know,
not,
flicks it on the ground.
You're not, like, in a group of people either. This
no,
is a solo it's thing. It's private.
Very intimate.
Doesn't sound that intimate. There's
no
kissing or anything.
Uh-huh. Do I get to put my hand on her boob while she's doing it?
That's up to her. I haven't consulted.
Yeah, we haven't talked with her.
Well, if you can't get a hold
ride
of her
back.
Then I'm in, all right? But
well,
until
let me send
until
her
this
a text.
Becomes real.
Let me send her a text.
I'm going to send
how
her
about
a,
this?
A
how
pigeon.
About, if you could get a, if you could have a picture taken of it, a memento, then I would say yes. Because she
I
could
said
sign
that.
It.
Actually, mine was for a different, ours, well, Sharpie and I both were like, yeah, I would let her. And then it became...
Right away, huh?
If she said...
Who had the idea
if
first?
She said...
Or did you guys both come in this? Were you like, hey, if Angelina Jolie came in and you were like, would you let her stick your finger up her butt?
Yeah,
like,
you guys are hanging out too much.
Yeah. No, we just started talking about her attractiveness. Yeah. And like, you know, it went from like...
It got there.
Was she hot? Yeah. And then with dip, and then it, you know, eventually.
Then it became...
It wasn't first thing.
Would you let... If Angelina walked in a room and it was just you and her, she said, I want you to... put your own finger in your own butt, and I want to watch. Would you say yes?
That just seems like she's wielding power.
And then I said,
power.
Who cares? Then,
yeah,
but I said I would if I could get a picture of me putting my finger in my butt and her, like, watching.
Okay, yeah.
It's a good story, I guess. Yeah. But you have to have proof because nobody would ever believe you.
She just got back to me, and, yeah, you can touch a boob.
Oh, yeah.
But after,
and yes,
but only
of course.
After.
Yeah.
After.
Ah, totally.
With the
There's
hand.
No picture of you touching her boob, though.
Oh, and also it's through the shirt. She just sent another one.
Yeah, but yeah. I can still make that matter. All
right.
I can make that work. Yeah.
So then quickly you're on board.
Uh-huh. Dude, if I can touch her boob, I would eat a bunch of coals that people just pissed on so they were less hot, but they're still fucking piss-covered coals. They were just red hot.
Oh.
I would eat those. Touch her boob, and I got a lovely girlfriend.
Sure.
I think it's demeaning. On my part, but man, those boobs are pretty cool, dude. Like, of all the cool
ones.
Stuff that's out there, like, there's, like, rock and roll.
Yep.
There's ice cream, as we've all agreed upon.
Yep.
There's, I like weed.
Yep.
And then there's, like, really cool boobs. And her, I mean, ladies, I'm not trying to make you guys into pieces. You're all a puzzle, and I want to solve you, all right? You're infinitely beautiful, like God's tears. But... Man, your tits are cool, all right?
Boobs
and
are awesome.
Boobs are gnarly. They're fun to just shake them around. How hard can you grab one? That's always the question. Like, when you really grab one, and you're worried you're going to fucking squeeze all the sausage out of the packaging, you know what I mean? Like, you're really excited to have Jimmy Dean in the morning, and he goes, oh, and he fucking, oof. I'm all worked up.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I got sweaty after I talked about that.
All right.
The Jimmy Dean part.
I would touch your boob.
All right, now.
My boob?
We're watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Brad Pitt. If Brad Pitt wanted to kiss you or make out with you, would you do that?
Well, if you get a picture of that, you could sell it to the tabloids for some dough. Brad Pitt likes dudes that are weird looking.
Brad Dude into Ape Man. Why did I say Brad Dude?
Yeah, I don't
Brad
know
Pitt. Yeah. I didn't want to get sued. reliable.
Now, you think that's a good picture. What about a picture of Brad Pitt putting his finger up your butt?
Right, yeah, it's worth even more.
Yeah. So you would do it.
Well,
I mean, yeah,
we could talk about Fight Club and Glorious Bastards while he was doing it, right?
Absolutely.
No, he only wants to talk about
It's
the River Wild.
Yeah, a river runs through it.
Yeah, a river runs through it. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that one.
Well, too bad.
It's sad.
That one and The Incredible Mr. Black or whatever the fuck it was. Like
Benjamin
Black.
Button?
Yeah. Joe Black, the 8-hour...
Joe Budden?
...movie where he dies in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
He's
deaf. Yeah, no, I think that I would probably allow both of those fingers to get jammed up my butt. Not at the same time. But you know what? Really, it's on them. That's their cross to bear. I wouldn't want to jam a finger in my butt. Gross.
One definite condition. their adopted kids cannot be in the room.
No.
No
Ryder and Bing Bang can't be.
No way.
Can't be in the pagoda.
Obviously.
They've been through enough.
I saw my ex-girlfriend this week. I did. She was working at Arby's.
That's a weird scene.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
Really?
I felt so bad.
That you were getting an Arby's?
Yeah, I felt so bad.
That's
they,
okay.
They were out of horseradish. And I can't eat Arby's without horseradish.
Of course not.
No, I didn't see her working at Arby's. I saw her because the cat that we got together was found dead and in a bag.
Hey.
Yeah.
Weird.
Dead cat.
In a bag,
left in front of her apartment.
What the fuck?
I haven't seen her since the incident. But by the incident, I mean since my balls grew back.
Well, did it have like a tag on it that had an address?
Yeah, and they called her.
They probably hit it with the car.
No, but they found the cat in a bag.
No, maybe they found somebody hit the cat and then put it in a bag and dropped it off.
I hope so, Bobby.
Yeah, let's hope so. This took That's a dark really twist. Awesome. Golly.
But I saw her, and
I wish she was working at Arby's.
I know she's managing a Jimmy John's right now. She's doing well.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
That is good, because she has a job. That's good.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy mm-hmm. for her.
Though, but I do know, I don't agree with Jimmy John's owner's beliefs when it comes to hunting and killing animals. It could have been her boss that Jimmy. Killed that cat.
Mm-hmm. Either Jimmy or John.
He gets off on killing, like, exotic animals. Like,
yeah, he had a ferret thing for
tigers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Mm-hmm.
He'd order a sandwich ferret style. It's real weird.
Mm-hmm. How does that make it ferret? Does that? That's just what the employee does while they make it.
Uh-huh.
It's ferret style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have to do that while they're putting the capicola on there.
Seared ferret meat on there.
Oh, God.
It's supposed to taste like urine.
Oh, man. Weird.
I think we should...
Exotic meat club.
What animal will you describe yourself as?
We've done that.
We have?
Yeah. I said a koala.
Oh, yeah. Killed.
No, it's the coolest one.
No, it's the most adorable one.
Yeah.
Which is always the situation with us. Yeah. All right? No one ever thinks of Ryan as adorable. But guess what? If the forest is on fire, whose back are you hopping on? Not that little fucking koala.
Well, the koala would be fine during a fire. Because they're fireproof.
Case in point. You're right. Okay. I described myself the other day as a tiger with its belly had been slashed. But no one could see it. Because the tiger's not going to turn over and show its belly. It's not going to be weak. It's not going to go docile. You know what I mean? So it has to maintain its place in the pack by hunting. I'm still in the pack, but I was fucking slashed, and I was wide open, and I was dragging that on the ground, and no vets could take me down, because I'm not, you can't corral a tiger, you know? Oh.
What were you doing, eating?
What was on your belly that made you think you'd been slashed open?
Yeah, I was laying on my back like an otter eating fucking clams. Is what I was
just
doing.
Just going through the. Oh, nobody can stop me. I'm a hurt.
No, I was doing an interview in mm-hmm. Dallas or New Orleans somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You were sweating really bad.
I was so sweaty. I had a towel the entire time I was in the South. I had a preacher towel. I would use it to wash my face. Yeah, David Bory had one too, and his got covered in barbecue sauce right away. People thought it was blood. He's like, "What the fuck? Why are you carrying that bloody towel and wiping it all over your face?" And we were in this club in New Orleans dancing because I was trying to stay sober. So I ate an Adderall. I was just like dancing, fucking wiggling, and I had the towel and I was Petey Pablo and whipping it over my head, dangling it, you know, just doing soaking, a puppet on the string,
soaking the crowd.
Yeah, and these like down south, really like really cutty black dudes walk up to David and they were like, "That's your boy." And he was like, "Yeah." And they were like, "He tight." And they came over and danced with me. I was the belle of the ball. I was midnight in the Garden of Good and Eden. Evil, you know what I mean? Mississippi burned. Zatarans.
Did you go to New? You went to New Orleans, right?
Correct, Bob.
Now, I've heard they have some pretty strange laws down there.
They do.
Anything weird happen?
Yeah, you know what? It turns out all the laws are made by animals for humans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like they don't call it a town. They call it a shaved ape colony.
Yeah.
All right.
Human
hive.
Parrot Reform Act of 1911.
Well, the Parrot Reform Act of 1911 came in to fix what the Macaw Act of 1910 did.
Macaw!
Bobby, don't make light. Alright? Alright? You know, it was so close to slavery.
No, that's how you say it.
Who was just in New Orleans?
Alright.
Who's the expert on the animal laws that are in place set by animals? Alright? Come on. Can you take anything seriously?
It's like in Elk City, remember?
Yeah, remember Elk City?
We saw Elk City, what was it, Oklahoma?
Oklahoma,
maybe?
Yeah. And it used to be Human City.
It was Human City for hundreds of years.
Before the elk takeover.
And then the elk came into town and started just lighting everything on fire.
Genocide by elk.
The real issue there, though, is those elk, much like Hitler, were publicly elected. Humans voted the elk in. And that was their first mistake.
It's true.
Yeah, their rise to power. Was backed by the vote of the humans, who would soon be underneath of their hooves.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes a good set of antlers until they're in your belly.
Right. Uh-huh.
Then it's, whew.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it's the South is alive with culture and humanity. I mean, if you've never been there, I'd say go to Shreveport, everybody. Go to Bussier.
That's where it's at?
Yeah, Shreveport, Bussier. Great, Bussier City. Boozer City. I don't know how to say it, but there's a nice, the northern, the swamp. Swamp people, they're good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't look at you sideways for being sweaty.
They look at you sideways because they have weird incestuous eyes.
They're laying on the ground.
Mm-hmm. I played Mortal Kombat on the side of a house. They had it projected on the side of a house at the show we did in Shreveport. It was a good time.
Sounds pretty cool.
Mortal Kombat 1?
The first one for Genesis.
Oh, boy.
It's pretty cool. It's a good time.
Finish him.
Finish me, right? I'm all horny from that talk earlier.
Jesus.
I didn't mean to say horny. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm all boned up.
Yeah, that's Sharpie's preferred term. Yeah,
I'm ripping dick meat. No, that's not good.
What?
Piping? I'm sorry.
You're piping dick meat? That doesn't make any sense
that
either.
That makes a little more sense.
Not really.
Yeah, because if you were making sausage, you'd grind it all up. Like dick sausage, you'd grind it all up, you'd pipe it in, put it in the fitter, get it in the cases. Bada bing.
So which you're in, so you're like half mass is what you're saying right now?
Oh, yeah, the president's been shot, but he's not dead. cannibalism has been on my mind recently.
Okay.
Why not?
I know. And how long would you have to be in a, if we were in a raft, right? Let's think about it. If we were in a raft, much like this table, we're floating around, Ben's been taken. He's already been raped by the natives.
Naturally.
He's dead.
He's got the smoothest skin.
I know, and the most chubby, beautiful little cherubic cheeks.
Ugh.
I mean, if things were different, right? Oh, half mast.
Sounds like you were on the
president's. President's been saved. All right,
he's off life alert. Joined the natives.
I did. No. So how long would you guys make it on a raft?
I would wait until the first person died, and then I'd eat that person.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean about?
But if we're all in a raft, the first person dies, we're gonna have to talk it over. Then it depends on who died. Like, if I die first, you guys aren't gonna eat me. But Sharpie dies first. Yeah.
Why wouldn't
Where's
we eat
my
you?
Fork and knife? Why wouldn't? Because
if you died first, we would eat.
Because I eat a lot of ink, and ink is poisonous.
Mercury poisoning. Gotta be careful with that.
I'm still eating you. I want you to know that our friendship is based on two things. We both are way into the OCs, and if you die, I'm eating you.
Well, I'm gonna eat you.
That's fine.
All right.
I thought that's what the agreement we had going.
Yeah,
did we become blood brothers in the plum tree for no good reason?
It's true.
Chris, take it away.
I don't think I could ever murder someone to eat them.
No.
Oh.
But if they died, I would eat them.
Right. But if someone drops, we're eating them.
Yeah, I'm not killing anybody to eat their body.
Now, how weird would that be if Nathan dies?
Well, it's not going to be that weird.
No. We're on a raft.
I've got 33 in the pool.
But we're on a raft. We start eating him,
yeah.
And then, like, right when we start eating him, we get saved.
Yeah.
Huh? How embarrassing would that be?
They wouldn't know.
Is cannibalism illegal?
No, not in that case.
If we're in international waters,
that makes sense.
Anything
but
goes.
But if the person dies and it's survival, the state's not going to press charges. Like, no national government has ever pressed charges against you for cannibalism if you were in a survival situation. All right.
Bobby and I, during Shark Week, saw a story about World War I pilots that got shot down, and they survived for, like, how long was it, Bobby?
For like 47 days.
47 days, and they hardly ate anything. And when they ate, they tried to eat some fish, and it was very salty, and they had an expert on who said that it's better to not eat. If you don't have any water, it's better to not eat.
Yeah,
than to eat, because your body's going to get even more dried out from
processing
your fat little butt. So if we had water, I'm going to dig in. If we don't have any water, I'm going to give you a semen's burial.
Gross, Nathan. You're going to be so dehydrated, you're still going to try and blast one off on our buddy over here?
Well, the whole...
Spackle his corpse?
The holes... As long as you got enough spit in your mouth to lube up a hole or two.
Yep.
I mean, I'm no Angelina Jolie, but
we should
gotta get my rocks off.
Yeah, that's more important to you. Yeah, you would go homosexual a lot quicker than you would go cannibal.
Cannibal. Well,
you would go necrophiliac quicker than you go cannibal, and then you'd go cannibal because you'd be like, "Oof, I'm hungry now. There's no taquitos in sight. What will I do?"
Get over here, Chris. Daddy wants a taste.
I would say it would be pretty hard for me to eat any of you guys, so I would try to hold out and live off of... That's why I'm a couple pounds overweight, just in case I get stranded at sea or in the desert. I'm going to be able to live for a while without resorting to becoming a monster.
Well, if you're any of our cannibal listeners, we don't want to throw a big, you know, judgmental blanket on
the N-word.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever eat your own finger?
Sure. I've almost been there.
Haven't you noticed how many fingers Sam has?
Yeah.
He's only got eight.
Well, I thought that was because of the fireworks, but...
Well, when me and my fingers are alone, it's nothing else but fireworks.
That was the grossest laugh after that.
Ooh, very I'm dope. Back. I'm sorry. I've returned.
Sir Reginald, who was the murderer?
Turns out, it was all of us. We've all played a hand in this.
I would definitely eat my own finger. I've been so stoned before that I've literally been like, could I fucking chew off the tip of my finger and then cauterize it? Mm-hmm. Like, now that I mean, like, that's, you know, you get stoned, you think about stuff. What's in your knees? I always think about that. I'm like, what the hell's going on in that? It's so infinitely complex. Like, the human eye can't fathom. Knee, I could crack it open and see what's going on.
Sure.
But, oh, man. The human eye is really something. Everybody.
Really is.
Sure. Everything we see is upside down and flipped or something.
Everything
I remember that from
we
a book.
Do.
That's when you look in a mirror.
To do all the dumb shit that we do.
When you look in a mirror, you're upside down, Bobby? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm flipped.
Flipped. All right. Flipped the other way.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how mirrors work.
But the eye, we takes things in upside down and then flips it.
You just say we takes things in?
The eye.
Like Popeye?
I think I did.
Man, we should talk about things we don't know what we're talking about more often.
Yeah.
But yeah, the eye, the image comes in upside down.
It does.
And then the brain turns it right side up.
Yes.
For us to picture.
What? So we're all upside down right now and I'm seeing us right side up?
Yeah.
Correct.
Something
no,
like that.
We're all right side up, but you're... The eye takes the image in upside down.
Because there's a series of lenses, so like it comes in upside down, and it bounces off and hits this thing. It's like a periscope.
It's like a camera.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't get it, Bobby.
You don't know.
And then eyelashes are like the thing that goes down.
The shutter.
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 Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Taking mental pictures every time I blink.
That's why you blink.
Do you see your eyelashes?
That'd be cool if I had a flash that came out of my mouth.
You don't?
Not anymore, dude. I ran out of batteries.
Oh, man.
Yep.
You should get those replaced.
Yep.
That would be great.
Yep.
We're just like, light came out and blinded our enemies. Jim Hickok's thumbed a guy's eye out. Did you hear that?
No.
Did you hear this? No, he was in England. He was in London during the opening ceremonies. And he was like, I don't know, he's probably trying to buy some weed or something.
No, he said I know he got jumped. Is that when he
something was going on. He was like hanging out with these Englishmen, and he got fucking. They like started beating him and slamming his head against the wall. So he reached in his pocket and got out his flashlight, which is his weapon rigueur for the time. And he fucking lighted one guy in the eye, and the guy was like, "Oh my!" And then he fucking thumbed the other guy's eye. He put his thumb in there and just kept smushing and smushing and smushing until he popped it right out.
Oh God!
Yeah, I know.
That's horrifying.
Uh-huh. He dug his fucking eye out of this guy's skull.
Man. Yeah, well.
USA!
That's what
I All right, take that, you fucking cockney reject, you little scallywag. Take that back to Big Bill. That's the only thing I know about.
Big Bill?
Yeah, I just know
the
Oliver.
It's Big Phil.
Sorry. Big Phil Donahue lives over there. Yeah, Jim. Who knew? I didn't think he had it in him.
Sure. He has a beaten stick in his car.
Yeah, because he drove to London, Bobby.
It's called the Billy Club.
I just high-fived our producer for that sick burn. Burn of the week, right, Ben? New segment, burn of the week. Yeah. Well, guys, we kind of reached that time where...
For what?
What's Nate's deal? Oh, burn of the week.
Oh, I got nothing. I said we're only 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. We've reached the time to wrap it up.
I think, right, Ben?
Yep. All right, well, let's let's wrap it up. Do we have any plugs that we'd like to have, firstly?
Yeah, hair on my nads. I burn them all off.
Man.
Good hair plugs?
Yeah, we got it, buddy.
Left nads. And right.
Pubes.
Can we have another new segment? The worst joke of the week?
Yeah.
I would win both.
Yes, you did.
Well, someone's got to take some swings over here. This humor tree is not going to fall over and crush all these giggling people.
I kind of wish it would fall over and chops. Kill you. Sometimes.
Lund's dying.
Yeah.
He's of heart disease. No, from all my zingers.
Mm-hmm. Anywho.
Plugs, what's coming up?
Do we have anything? Do you have anything? Individually?
Like this week?
Whatever you'd like to plug, buddy.
Oh, man, I'm headlining Jugs on Saturday. That's right, ooh. Jugs at 92nd and Federal for the hot comedy experience.
Is it a strip club?
I hope so.
No, it's not.
It isn't just called Jugs?
Just a bar.
Called Jugs?
Yeah.
Are the waitresses extra bucksome?
No.
Oh, so it's like county fair style.
It's just a shitty bar.
Just get your hopes up. Yeah. Everything sucks.
That stinks.
Yeah, have a great time.
So I got that. I got Bad Times Extravaganza coming up on Friday because I'm nice. Unstoppable. I'll be at Johnson and Wales on Monday. Ooh. If anyone listens to Johnson and Wales in Denver, I'll be there.
Is Bad Times at the Voodoo or here?
It's at the Voodoo.
It's all right.
It is. Ben records our podcast as well as that one.
Mm-hmm. Bad Times, that's a fun show. I'm still plugging Mile High Sci-Fi. It's next weekend. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Friday and Saturday.
That all sounds pretty good. Pretty good. Bob, anything? I have nothing.
I don't either.
Perfect. Let's wrap this thing up. We are going to take you out with some music. Bob?
Yeah, local hip-hop group that we're friends with. They played Funcible.
Both of you.
Guys have a hot list, and this is Wheelchair Sports Camp.
Even though I'm always bullshitting and you know this. Gotta get mine, gotta set grind, gotta let it come natural.